World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, it's Friday. Mayday. My wife just threw a tomato at me as I came down, getting ready to come down the multi-million dollar studio, down my million dollar escalator. And I said something, so April 1st, she threw a tomato at me as I was, well, I wasn't kidding. I don't know about you guys. I don't even know what's going on sometimes time-wise. How could it be May 1st already? How could that possibly be? But it is it not? And we got to redeem the days. Because, man, a lot of stuff going on. It's like the acceleration of time. Excuse me. Man, a lot going on. I've seen in the pre-show before we went live, we're going to do communion, so get yourself ready for that. I said in the pre-show, I got about this, literally, I could come up with 10 topics that could take an hour if I were to cover them all. And as I've been saying, we're in a crucible. We're in an accelerator. There's something deeply spiritual going on. And I'm not sure we all understand it. And it's easy for us to write it off and say, well, Coach, it's the end of days and Jesus is returning and rapture. I mean, I get all that. Do you enjoy the ride? I mean, do you like to sit around and rather than just saying, well, it's just go, that's the way it's going to be. Do you like to kind of connect the dots? Put things together. There are so many unbelievable things. The SAVE Act got passed. Didn't I see that? Did I see that or not? And now you're going to have to show ID to vote. And I think it. Maybe I'm drunk here this morning. That thing's going on. COVID is being exposed for what it was. They now have evidence that it was all created in a lab. It was done by design. It was depopulation. All that stuff that we've been, I'm going to get in. Don't go away because I got some really, really good stuff. But like I said, I could go 16 different directions right now with stuff that is just the expose, the exposing of darkness is, it's pretty amazing what we're living through. Let me look at my notes. We're going to take communion here in a second. Where did I put that? That's what I put. Again, we went staking last night. Had a ball. Had about 5-6 of us. I can't remember who it was. We had a ball. Just had a ball. If you guys aren't doing that, if you're not getting together with 5 or 6 different people and just going out and doing some staking. Hey Spencer, I sent that to Spencer. I'll dig that thing up here. But we had a great time Man, the devil's team is alive and well. And there you are. That's Johnny, I'm going to send you $1. I normally send Spencer. There's the Route 40 map across America. You can see, we know what's going on with the devil and his team and Lucifer and all that stuff, what they're doing out trying to expand the devil all the way across. Well, Route 40, which is the route they're using, I can hit it with a rock. Well, I'd have to throw the rock twice. I'd have to hit twice, maybe 3 times. It's right over the hill. And so we went out, we did some staking. We'll talk a little bit about that. I know Mel, I'm itching to get some stuff in here. And we'll get her all done. And this could be our finest hour, church. This could be our finest hour. If we would just learn, understand, and engage. And if I were to take time to get Craig in here and let Craig run down a litany, not of things that we've done, but of things that have happened since we've done them. What's Coach Dave say? We don't believe in the supernatural. We don't believe in the supernatural. So So we went out last night. We went through every little town from east. Get my directions right. East of Zanesville, and we staked those little towns, every little burg, west of Zanesville. West of Zanesville, because we'd already done that. Big stuff going on, man. Big stuff. Okay, I got to shut up. Let's get communion in. Hang in there with us, man. Got some good stuff. Appreciate Joe getting up in the morning to do this. Clear out there in California. And take us away here, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. Producer? Good morning, everybody. The reading this morning.
By the way, folks, it's 4 o'clock for Joe out there. 4 o'clock. Joe, we appreciate you getting up and doing it, man.
Before the birds.
Not the Alfred Hitchcock birds, I hope. No, not that one.
Yeah. The reading this morning is Galatians 2:16-21. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
Okay, I got to stop there, folks. It's important to follow the law. But you're not going to follow the law into heaven. That's the point. You cannot get to heaven merely by following the law. Go ahead, John.
But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Mm. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, Amen. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Well, that would take some unpacking there, wouldn't it? The depth of what we're reading right there, the understanding, really. We read that so casually. And think how many thousands of years, literally thousands of years ago, this was written and how applicable it is still today. It's amazing, really.
Very profound thought.
Yep.
A long time ago. They didn't have technology, but they could have really.
Wrote it on tablets. Somehow they wrote it on tablets and got it.
They could dwell in and live in and really understood the profound.
What if he'd had cell phones?
Yeah. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness cometh that by law, then Christ is dead in vain.
Yep. You can't obey your way into heaven, folks. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning again with gratitude in our hearts. And we're grateful for your word. Your word can be so profound, like those verses we just read. Without Christ, we have no chance. Not a peppercorn of faith of chance or possibility. The law is a way to evaluate sin, but it is not a way to freedom. It can be part of our walk, but we cannot believe that it will save us. But it will help us to walk like our Lord. But our faith has to be in him, not in the law. And he did give us the two commandments that basically pull the whole law together. love God, and love each other. If you do those, you will obey the Ten Commandments. And so, Lord, help us to walk in love. Help us to remember we are your ambassadors. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And we're only temporarily here in this outpost, this diplomatic mission you put us on. And so help us to do our job better, Lord. Help us to better represent you. Help us to, when we find a need, to meet it. When we see a hurt, to help and heal it, Lord. Help us to do what you would have done. And we know, Lord, that you did have righteous anger and you did turn over the tables in the temple. And that was not sin. That was not sin. That was righteous anger. And Lord, we don't know now when you want us to have righteous anger. So we pray that you give us the discernment, that we stand up and flip over the tables before us when that moment should arise. But I don't think it's right now. So much is moving in the right direction. But it could be individually here and there. There are moments when that is appropriate. So please help us all to have the Holy Spirit guidance and surrender to it to flip over the tables when we must, but not when we shouldn't. Doing it when we shouldn't is sin. And that's what we shouldn't do. And so, Lord, we also remember our sister in the prison in Colorado. We ask you, Lord, to start flipping tables there. Flip some tables there, Lord, and let her out. Keep her safe. Keep Tina Peters safe. Keep her faith strong. Keep her healthy. Protect her with angels and saints that may in that prison. And let the truth be released shortly. Let the lies that have confined her there be made public, and an avalanche of truth go like dominoes falling throughout the country. Let the truth from there help to be the final blow to this fake election system that we've had so many years. Let the truth there come out. It's coming out. It's coming out. People are fighting it. It's coming out. But let the truth come out, and let our justice system start to really, really bring justice back into this nation. And bring some truth into our media. Let the truth of those who don't serve the country but serve others and other sources, let that be revealed. Let the payoff be revealed. Let the chain of command be revealed. And let us have a real media again. Let the Fourth Estate reemerge as a solid part of our self-governance. Let the press finally be press and not just trying to ask trick questions on people they don't like. That's not journalism. That's subterfuge. And so, Lord, we now come to communion. We ask that you cleanse us of our, forgive us of our sins and transgressions, cleanse us and bring us pure in your sight. Bring us righteous in your sight. Not through our walk, but through the blood of Jesus that was shed for us and our being citizens of heaven. And Lord, We ask you to bless this bread and drink, representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for us so many years ago. And we ask that you remind us, Lord, that this meal can be the meal that heals. So that anybody listening to this live or later on the recording that has an ache or need in their body, a want in their body, or in their soul and spirit, or spirit, let them be healed here with this communion. We are so grateful, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for for this is my blood in the new, of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for getting up, Joe. I'll take some of that pressure off of you here in the future. Amen. Amen. Okay. Wow. Hey, by the way, I haven't heard any details yet on Mark Mattingly, the funeral. We just continue to lift that family up. And I don't know. I don't know. Just like what happened with Victoria Hollenrake. I don't really know financial. I don't know if there's, I don't know. Funeral arrangements, I don't know. I just know that if those are needed, that we can turn to all of you out there to help. And as it is right now, don't know when the funeral is, don't know anything about it. Just know that our brother passed into them. He's across the Rainbow Bridge. Now he knows. Now he knows. And pray for comfort for his family and everything. Amen. 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 I'm going to pause right now. I got some really, really good stuff I want to bring up, but I want to open it up. It's Flea Flicker Friday. We used to do that. You know, I always used to call it Flea Flicker Friday, and then all of a sudden I didn't let it be Flea Flicker Friday anymore. So I know Mel's got some stuff to share with us. Come on in, Mel. Anybody else? I got some really good stuff, but for the good of the group, stuff that you've been itching to get out, go ahead. Come on in, Mel.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, we gave the devil a bad day yesterday. We kind of went out there and humbled the devil and, you know, put our boxing glove on for the kingdom. So,
folks, there's nothing like fellowship. There's nothing like Christian fellowship. I'm going to tell you something. You can build a team just by doing, write it on a rock and go out and do it. And just great. We had great fellowship as we did it. So I just encourage all of you. It's only five of you, six of you, whatever. It's effective. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mel.
Oh, no, that's okay. Jonathan, if you can scroll down to the first post, which is Rocking Across the USA, and just open that up, Rocking Across the USA, and scroll down to the bottom. I took some pictures last night. Grand total, when we were all there, there were seven of us, but I took some pictures, and I mean, this is not hard to do, and I would encourage you all to get out there. This action goes from the 18th until the 17th of May, but those bottom seven pictures were from last night, so you can see we were in those little towns that Coach was talking about. There, that bridge there in the middle, that is an original bridge that was on Route 40 on the National Trail, so we were kind of excited to see that. It was really a beautiful bridge. And but anyway, you can see there's a picture from Hopewell, there's a picture from Brownsville.
By the way, go back down. Sorry, go back real quick, Spencer. Drop down. Folks, that's the old National Trail Bridge. An old one. Who knows how old that thing is, right? Now they've built US 40 and now we have I-70, all of them coming across. But that was the original National Trail Bridge right there. That's in a little burg called Hopewell, Ohio. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, if you can just, you can see the pictures a lot better. So we were there at the county line between Licking County and Muskingum County. And of course, we ran across a Masonic temple we couldn't pass up, you know, giving the Masonic Secret Society a bad day. So, but no, we had a great time when we were out. And I would encourage anybody that's close to 40 to get to that. But even if you're not, just go out to your main road, you know, and go ahead and, you know, take your salt and your stones and your Bible and, you know, just do some spiritual warfare for the kingdom. Thanks, Coach.
Craig has written some unbelievable stuff that we read last night. But folks, I would just tell you this. Don't labor over it, because here's what I know. You don't have to repeat the same prayer every place you go. Once we've read that prayer, we know what mission we're on. We don't have to remind the Lord, right? So you move on to the next thing and you say a prayer, read a scripture, and because you're putting your foot down there as a mark to what you already prayed five times before. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be, you understand, it doesn't have to be mechanical. Rote, did we pray the right things? No. But we know this, thanks to Craig Mickle, that the devil's out there working at it today. The devil is working at it today. In fact, are you ready for this one? Pull up number 3. Never heard of anything like this in my life. Huh, folks? No, that's not it. Witches are fasting. So what? Yeah, today. Last night. Today. Did you guys see that big full moon? Did you see that big full moon last night? Oh, my goodness, what a full moon. In fact, we tried to get a picture of it. As we were driving down Route 40, the full moon was coming up and the sun was going down. The sun was so big and bright and the full moon was so big and bright. Simultaneously, looking at the west and seeing the sun go down and the moon come up right on Route 40. It was just kind of one of those moments. It got old Georgie gone, because Georgie's a flat earther. That really got him going. Witches are fasting. Go ahead and play this real quick.
You guys gotta see this. We need to lock in.
Bro, I got a crazy story for you.
Hit me.
This eats me up. Our friend was telling us that, and she's in ministry, but that one of her closest friends was traveling somewhere on an airplane. She sat by this woman, and she's sitting there by her, and they get to talking, and all of a sudden she can tell, like, the woman's, like, not eating or something like that.
Yeah.
So she was asking, like, are you fasting? And the woman was like, yeah, I'm fasting. And she's like, oh my gosh, like, that's wild. Like, are you a believer? And she was like, no. And she was like, why are you fasting then? And she's like, I'm not a Christian. She says, I'm a witch. And she was like, what? And then she was like, yeah, I'm on my way to, like, a convention. We're all fasting in anticipation for this convention so that we can get spiritual power to curse pastors' kids. Fasting so we can get power in the spirit to curse pastors' children. How sad is it that witches and warlocks are out consecrating us, but they're consecrated unto Satan? They're willing to push the plate aside. They're willing to abstain and say, no, I'm going to not do this so I can get power in the spirit, so I can do this nefarious evil thing and try to perpetuate the plans of darkness. But the church is over here fat, out of shape, won't do anything, won't pray,
yeah,
won't fast. That one of the passages talks about, I want you to rend your heart, not your garments. He says, don't rip your garments, rip your heart. It's your heart that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, do all this stuff on the outside, but then leave all that filth on the inside. He says, rip your heart, yeah. Rend that thing out, like, wring it out of sin.
Yeah, I agree. Man, praise God. Whew. That story about the warlocks.
Witches got are me, fasting. Bro. How about that? Okay, Spencer, Jonathan, witches are fasting, man. Oh, I got some good stuff. I'm going to pause once to get in here real quick. I'm making this an open phone, Flea Flicker Friday. So jump on in here. All right, George, don't fire hose me too much or I'll cut you off. Go ahead. George went with us last night. It was good to see George. Go ahead, George.
Thank you very much. They took Matthew 17:21. Howbeit, this kind goeth out not, but by fasting and prayer, out of all the new Bibles, every single one of them. So that fasting is key to intensifying the connection with the Lord. And so thank you, Coach.
Amen. We saw, man, I'm not going to get into the flat earth debate, but that was so profound when we saw, whew, sun going down, moon coming up. Wow, that was pretty profound. Eileen, come on in.
Good morning, Coach.
How's the campaign going, Eileen? How's the campaign going?
all great. It's all in God's hands every day.
Send her some money, folks. Send her some money. We need her in there. Go ahead, Eileen.
Thank you. I sent you this post today regarding Vivek. Anyone in good conscience who is pro-life could not possibly cast a vote for Vivek. Once learning about his experimental ideas with chimeras, creating human chimpanzee combinations, and then arguing that these combination animal-human experiments should have the same designation as a human. We do not need
Eileen, hang on a second. Hey, Spencer or Jonathan, pull up. It says chimera. Pull that up while she's talking. Keep going, Eileen. I'm throwing it up on the screen, what you sent me today. Go ahead.
Okay. It's pronounced chimera. I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, we do not need a Lex Luthor biotech psychopath running Ohio. The article is behind a paywall on the New York Times. Screen capture is below. So I sent you that screen capture.
Can you get that up there, John? I see you're trying there, man. Can you find it? Oh, you know what I did? I bet I didn't send it to you. I bet I didn't. Did I send it to you directly to you, Jonathan? Or, huh? Or do I send it to you? Or Jared? I'm sorry, because I want to get it up. This is important. Hey, folks. The dark side's doubling their efforts. Do you understand this? Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand it really? They are redoubling their efforts. Do you understand that the entire COVID thing has been exposed? That there's no doubt about it, that it was a bioweapon, it was created on purpose, and it was created to kill people. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? All those who hate me love death. All those who hate me love death. There it is. Talking about chimeras. Keep going there. Take us on through it. A chimera question. Vivek Ramaswamy, running for governor of Ohio on the Republican ticket. Where the hell did Vivek Ramaswamy come from? Go ahead, Eileen.
That's all. I just started reading the article and then sent it to you. But, I mean, this is how evil this guy is.
Vivek Ramaswamy, the chimera question. Chimera. Say, what's a chimera? It's a, what do they call it? Looking for the right word. It's a mixture.
Interbred.
Pardon me?
Probably interbreeding.
Yeah. It's not a breeding, though. It's a creation. What? Yeah, nobody knows where this guy came from. Nobody knows. Go ahead, George, quickly. Don't fire hose me.
Coach, I didn't know my hand was up. Sorry.
Okay, cool. Okay, so anybody? I want to get on this. This is about to break open beyond what we can even know, okay? I don't want to talk about COVID, although it is what it is. Pull up vax by state. This to me was absolutely amazing when I saw this chart yesterday. It's number one, Johnny. No, that's not it. Oh, that's good. Maybe I didn't. I sent that to you. There it is. Statistics. Folks, look at this. John, I don't know if you can make it bigger. Percentage of U.S. population who have been given a COVID-19 vaccine as of April 2023. So this is 3 years ago. Look at that in the United States. Huh? United States. Hate to tell you this. 81.3% of Americans have taken at least one shot. 81.3%. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman, the devil is mixing the seed. You get it yet? You get it yet? And then there it is by state. There it is by state. Rhode Island. Go down and see how best. Scroll down and see how the Buckeyes are doing by state here. You have to clearly expand the statistics. Put it in the chat because you can all see it. How about those Ohioans? Where are they? Keep going. Come on. They're there by state. I thought it was, well, Ohio wasn't quite as, I don't know why I can't see Ohio. I thought it'd be quicker than that. There's your state. There it is. Look at Ohio. Huh? Only 65% of Ohioans have taken the jab. Hope for us, maybe, huh? Wow. Okay, pull another one up there. So why are you doing this? Because this is important. This is all going to come out. Hey, Paul, they're messing with the DNA. Folks, look, are you looking at me? This was done by design. This was done by design. And until we come to that realization, knock ourselves on the head and understand this was done by design, we're not going to get it. Why? Because the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed, and they give you Vivek Ramaswamy, who nobody has ever heard of.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
I'm going to try to explain something very important here. See, when they legalized abortion in Ohio and they execrated the whole state, it opened the door for diabolical men to enter in. Before that, it was like in the Old Testament where they would be plagued or vexed in some way, so they just couldn't do it. God would prevent them because the state was still sacrosanct. But now that it's been execrated, these evil men can enter in without being plagued and vexed, just being in the system, you know, mentally and physically, emotionally. So anyway, thank you. Yeah.
Folks, in fact, they openly do not want Christians in the system. Why would that be? They openly do not want them. Pull up number two. More charts. Just so we understand what's going on. Look at this screen. COVID vaccine by map, by state. Can you make that a little bit bigger, Johnny? I don't know if you can. Search the table to find a state, territory, or entity. So there you see the percentages on the side. Which ones are the percent of a total population fully vaccinated? Johnny, I think you can click on a state and it'll tell you. I think. There's Ohio. There have been 22 million vaccine doses distributed. Folks, 22 million doses. About 79% of the over 16 population have received at least one dose in Ohio. 72% of those over 16 are fully vaccinated. Those are people you're hanging out with every day. 3 out of 4 people you come in contact with every day are fully vaccinated. At least what I read. About 103% of the over 16 population, 103%, how can that be? Have received at least one dose. And about 92.5% of the population over 16 is fully vaccinated. About 82.2% of the adult population in Ohio fully vaccinated. Where do you live? How about Vermont? 78.5. About 101, how can this be? 111% of the over 16 population have received at least one shot. Would this be the mark of the beast? What about California? I'll put this in the chat. You can do it on your own. We can't get 87% of the people to, well, doesn't matter. California, there's been 87 million doses. 83% have been given out. And about 71% of the total population is fully vaccinated. They're not quite as bad in California, are they? My goodness. What a tangle. About 108% of the over 16 population, about 87% of the adult population in California. That's Maine. Jack, 87% of the folk you hanging out with. So, folks, if you haven't been vaccinated, we're the minority, man. We're the minority. Now, again, I don't know about the mark of the beast. I don't know anything like this. But you think, you do understand that this vaccine altered DNA. Folks, do you know that? Do you know that we haven't even begun to see the impact of what this has done? Wow. Pull up number 8. This is supposed to be an open phone, so you guys are allowed to come in here. I want you to listen. The first 2 minutes, this is Dr. McCullough. Dr. McCullough. Blood clots surge like never before. Dr. McCullough exposes mRNA COVID vaccine lies. Lies. Just the last couple of days. Play about 3 minutes of it. Go ahead. 4 minutes of it.
Thank you, Chair Johnson. Thank you so much for welcoming me. Thank you, Ranking Member Blumenthal. Thank you, Senators. Reports, we were waiting to make sure the teachers
Let me get this straight. You sacrificed the lives of children because maybe they would spread something that you don't know to adults. You thought that was a good idea. That's interesting.
No, that's okay. Not always. No, actually, it's your party that's trying to close our schools and get rid of the Department of Education.
We're not politicizing this hearing. Okay, moving on. Look, folks,
the evidence is clear. The vaccine has caused irreparable damage. We haven't even begun to see it. I'll shut up. Come on in, Joe Allen. Come on in. Put this in the chat. Blood cops. Wait, maybe, did I tell myself? I brought this up here for a reason. Started at about the 2 minute mark. Go ahead, Joe Allen.
Yeah, a couple of things with Wamaswamy. Look who's representing him. You got the Palantirs. Watch their dealings, sir, with Wamaswamy. Second thing, you don't see Fauci, do you?
No,
you tired of winning? Enough said.
Amen. 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 Put it at about the 1 minute mark. This 2 minute mark. This is the reason I put it in here. Go ahead. I'm sorry, John. I don't know what makes this so hard.
Very close with President Trump and his team. And then subsequently, as Lieutenant Governor, I was able to work very closely with President Biden and his team. And I appreciate them both. I appreciate that President Trump, using Operation Warp Speed, got us a vaccination in an extraordinary time. We were desperate as healthcare providers. I worked as an emergency room physician virtually every single weekend for 20 plus years, including through the whole pandemic. And this is what I saw. I saw people dying of terrible disease when they caught the Delta variant of COVID especially. I saw people recover better when they had been vaccinated. In Hawaii, we had the lowest mortality rate in the country. We had the highest vaccination rate in the country.
It's my bad, Johnny. I didn't tell you where to go. I apologize that. But, huh? Stupid me. All right. Come on in, Paul.
He's a liar. How could he possibly say that, Coach?
Yeah.
And you know what it is? Just remember, we all knew what the solution was. It was ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, quercetin, steroids, a whole nine. Yeah. And you know what it was, Coach? They treated you like you had a disease. It was, you couldn't get within 10 feet of a patient. So these people were coming to my office from emergency rooms, and I was just giving them the meds, praying with them, and they all got better, and it pissed everybody off, Coach. And it's disgusting.
How dare you cure them?
The cowards.
Yeah, how dare you cure them?
God, I want to punch this guy in the face.
And Paul, what'd they do? They took away your license because you were healing people. What'd they do to Sherry Tenpenny?
Hey, Coach.
Took away your license.
You know, it's a spiritual war. It is a spiritual war. And when I got shot in New York, the local papers put me as an anti-COVID vax nut job. That was the line. It was as if because I was doing what I was doing, I deserved to be shot in the street, Coach.
We met a Paul. Unbelievable. And the truth is coming out. People died from the shot. Folks,
no vaccines, Coach. No vaccines. None. Hey, take folks, nothing.
COVID didn't, it may have killed some. COVID didn't kill. It was the vaccine, the bioweapon that they injected in it. Are we going to see justice?
You know what? Coach, thank you. Thank you for following me during that 8 months of BS with the medical board. You guys were right there with me. Otherwise, I would have been lost, right?
That's
you were
right.
There. You exposed it all. I mean, I can't tell you enough. I mean, I may not have had could make a living, but at least I could fight. I like to fight, Coach.
They'd have just thrown dirt on top. Paul, if it hadn't been for this, they'd have just thrown dirt on top of you, buddy. They'd have just moved on, right? Written you off as some loony, some nut, right? Yep. get Fauci. Fauci needs to hang publicly, folks. Fauci needs, if there's any justice.
Just put him in an alley with me, coach. Just put him in an alley with me.
With a bunch of
Let
people.
Let me take
right? I'm from the government, and I'm here to help, right? From the government, I'm here to help. Hmm. Eileen, come on in.
Let's not forget this. Josh Green is the governor of Hawaii. That was part of the cover-up of the Lahaina fires.
You believe that, folks? Part of the
cover-up.
So, this is so deep. I apologize that I didn't get this clip where I wanted to get it. I didn't want this. I'm sorry. I just didn't do a good job. My apologies. This guy is Josh Green, who is now the governor? He's the governor and an MD. Oh, there's just, I'm telling you.
I didn't even know he was an MD. He's a quack. He's horrific.
Jeff Nell, coming in.
You hear me okay?
Yeah.
Right here in Fallon, Silver Springs, 19 miles, we had a 4.1 and a 4.7 earthquake. Then a video comes up showing that where I am, I'm going to be front line ocean property. Thank you.
Meaning what? They're going to want them to take your property, you mean? Is that what you think?
Well, I'm moving to Idaho.
That's right. You told me. I forgot that movie. Getting out of there, man. Getting out of there. Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness. I got a couple other things I want to pop at you here real quick. If I can. We only got 20 minutes left. I don't want it to be all doom and gloom. Some good news. I don't have a link to it, but maybe somebody can find the link to it. I'm switching gears, George. Maybe somebody can find the link to it. Gerrymandering is coming to an end. Where is that? Coach, where is that? I sent it to you. Oh, my goodness. There are some states that have absolutely no Republican representatives. I think I sent that to you, didn't I? Spencer, I don't know where the hell. Daggone it. Huh? There are 11 states that have no Republican representation, all based off of what we now know, race-based gerrymandering. It's come to an end. It's come to an end. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, you trust the Republicans? You trust the Republicans to do anything about it? Court rules just passed Virginia. Gerrymandering is unconstitutional. And the country is going to flip Republican. That doesn't mean good, but maybe upwards of what I see yesterday, 20 states, 20 House seats are going to flip from Democrat to Republican. Going to happen before the next election. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is, what the hell are we going to do about that? All those who hate me love death. Are we going to do anything about abortion? Are we going to do anything about transgenderism and cutting off the ding-dongs of little boys? Are we going to do anything about that? Or are we just going to get Republicans in there? Is the church going to awake and get involved and say, listen, we're going to stop this stuff. We're going to stop this stuff or not? I don't know. I got some... Okay, two things. I'm going to throw you a couple other things here this morning because it's Flea Flicker Friday. Pull up George Foreman. Give you some good news this morning. Let me ask you a question. Now, this is some of you watching out there. Can you point to a moment in your life where you receive Christ? Say, well, I did it as a little boy. I did it in kindergarten. I did it in my Sunday school class. Okay, that's good. Have you ever, as a functioning, intelligent human being, made a willful acknowledgement, an invitation of Christ to come into your life? Have you ever done that? Because for me, it was life-changing. When I did it, it was life-changing. And I came across this clip of George Foreman. It's a little bit old. George Foreman, y'all remember him, the boxer, George Foreman. Have you had an experience like this? Go ahead and play it.
Gotta watch this.
After my experience in Puerto Rico, I think March the 17th, and 1977, I went back into the dressing room and I was just cooling off. And I started walking and cooling my body off, and I was just overtaken with that I was going to die. And I experienced a death in that room. And
who were you fighting?
I fought Jimmy Young, and I had just lost the fight, just a decision. No one, it wasn't a tough fight or anything. I waited around to get the decision of the fight, and I saw that I had lost, and I went on back into the dressing room. Just a normal cooling off. And let me tell you, business picked up for me. I'd always prayed to God. I believe there was a God somewhere. But I said, you know, no matter what, you know, there's, you know, everybody got their own religion, so long as they treat people right. When I left that dressing room, I was screaming the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, I went back and after I was snatched out of my body, and I don't know if you've ever been to the sea. As far off as you can see, it's nothing but water. Well, I saw it, but far off as I could see was nothing but people caught out in like a trap. And I know this place was hell, but I said, I don't care. If this is death, I still believe in God. Then I was snatched right out of that place and taken to another place of life and back into my body. And I started screaming, that's all right, I'm dying for God. And so as I was sitting there, I was snatched into all kind of religions and brought back into the dressing room. I didn't know what was going on. So I got ready to get up off the table.
You actually felt you were dying.
I saw death. I saw it. I mean, I had built my whole life on real estate, and what I had in the bank. And I saw it all like a big joke. I don't know if you stick a match to a piece of paper. For a moment, it stands up after it's burned, and then you touch it and crumble. I saw the whole world crumble behind me, and all I had was nothing. I had to leave all of that in the world, and I couldn't even tell my mother bye. I was dead. I was dead, and I started crying. I said, Lord, I don't want to die. And I don't want to die. I could still box, and I was just talking to God. I could still box. He said, I don't want your money. I want you. So as they laid on the table, I'm coming back in my body. And I told my doctor, there was 8 men in the room, to move his hand because the thorns are making him bleed. And blood started running down my face. And I told the other ones to move their hand because the blood on his hand was making, you know, his bleeding on his hand. And on my feet, there was blood. All the places where Jesus had died. And I never believed in Jesus. I wasn't going to go for it. I never would have. But let me tell you, Jesus is alive. I started screaming, Jesus Christ is coming alive. And I walked out of that room. I jumped up off the table and hit in a cold shower. I had to fight 8 men to get into a cold shower because that's the last thing you want an athlete to do after a fight, is get into a cold shower, and there was no hot water. I started screaming words like, hallelujah, I've been born again.
Really?
And so in the dressing room, so I come out, and then from my stomach, the lower part of my stomach, I couldn't control no more of what I was saying. The only thing I could manage to say was, I don't know what I'm going to say next. And I started speaking in tongues and everything in the dressing room.
Did you know what that was?
I didn't know nothing about none of it. I mean, I just sit there and I couldn't control myself. They thought I was crazy and hurt, and they took me to the doctor. You know, they thought I was losing my mind. And they took me to the hospital and ran all sort of tests on me for about 2 or 3 days, and nothing was wrong with me. But I saw the glory of God. I saw it. Let me tell you that Jesus is alive. There's a living God, and I didn't even know it. I was wondering about it, but now I'm not wondering. I know. And I thank God because there's a lot of people who think for sure and maybe not, but I know. God, I don't know, for some reason, touched me, an old sinner, just an unclean man out in the world, just doing everything, and showed me that there's a living God. Since then, I've been telling everybody, I don't care where you come from, what are you doing, stop it and learn about God. And the Bible is here. It's been here for thousands of years. And why God did this for me, I don't know, but I just praise him every day. I dropped everything I was doing to tell the whole world that Jesus Christ is alive. God took me all over the country, fighting in Africa, Puerto Rico, Europe, everywhere. And I was just trying to exalt George Foreman. Now I'm going all over trying to tell him about Jesus.
I'm going to hold this microphone. Okay, that's good. I'm going to ask you.
That's pretty cool. That is a born again experience. I don't know if time you had that. Some of you had a radical born again experience. Some of you didn't. I'm going to tell you this. A lot of you are living in a low rent district of Christianity. You're in the back of the bus, and no power in your life. No faith. Oh, you're in. You slid in by the skin of your teeth. Slid into You slid in the home plate and you did a hook slide and the catcher wasn't able to tag you. You're safe. You ain't got no power. You ain't got no power. It's because we don't teach supernatural anymore. We don't. The only supernatural you see in your churches is maybe you can get some more money. Maybe you can get some more money out of you. I want to show you another thing here as we move on. Say what you want, okay? Say what you want. I don't know how to do chat GPT. I don't know how to do it. I mean, I suppose there's a way to do it. I don't know how to do it. Pull up a Johnny. It says chat GPT on the earth. I saw this and I thought, are you kidding me? No, there it is. Can you make that bigger, John? So somebody read into chat GPT Bible verses. Just they said basically, show us Bible verses regarding the foundation of the earth. Something like that into chat GPT. I don't know how it works. And this is what popped up. Maybe make it a little bit smaller, Johnny, so they can see it. I don't know. And you see we hear about the four corners of the earth, the ends of the earth, heaven, the firmament, the waters above the firmament, the foundations of the pillars below the earth, the great deep. Chat GPT. I don't know if Trump's in here, Mark Trump's in here. I don't even know how this works. But you read something into it and it gives you a vision of what the Bible says about the earth. Is it true? I don't know. So Johnny, maybe you can make it a little bit bigger if you can, as we can kind of look at it. Again, folks, remember, nobody programmed us in. The four corners of the earth is Isaiah 11.2. The ends of the earth is Deuteronomy 28.49. And the picture they give you is of heaven, the firmament. Can we go to the moon? Can we go to the moon? The waters above the earth? Scroll down a little bit, Johnny, if you could. Foundations, pillars below, Job 38.4. 1 Samuel 2:8, Psalm 104:5, and the great deep, Genesis 1:2, 7:11. Wow, huh? What we would call biblical cosmology. Biblical cosmology. Where's heaven? Where's heaven? See, heaven, friends, is a different dimension. Remember the Twilight Zone? Rod Serling, dimension is not of sight and sound, but of mind. Remember that? There's another dimension beyond what we can even understand. I like to use that illustration of an aquarium. We're in an aquarium. And there are dimensions outside this. I got another video. I don't have time to pull. I'm kind of confused. And I got up this morning and my freaking computer wouldn't work. So I spent about 30 minutes getting my computer going. So I always try to get up and try to have things make sense when they come together. The war that we are in right now is over truth. Over truth. The Bible says that you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. And that's why the theme here we have often, Coach Dave Live, is who told you that? Why do you believe him? Is this a clear picture? I don't know. All right, got 6 minutes. Somebody rescue me here. Put that in the chat. Just, it is what it is, man. I don't know. Now, again, this is just from the Bible, right? Just from the Bible. Four corners of the earth. Wow. Jeff Nell, come on in.
I was on the Kittyak, Carl Vinson, and the Abraham Lincoln. I've seen the full moon. It is real. It was on the equator. are close to the equator. Oh my goodness. I could see the surface of the moon without glasses and it hurt my eyes. It was just incredible. My son drove the Abraham Lincoln and then the full moon. We were on the way to Hawaii to Alameda. We're going to Golden Gate Bridge. It was something else. Yeah. But anyway, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing and huge. Thank you.
We're in a time of great unveiling and revealing, folks. That, you know, I said a couple of weeks ago maybe that we're in the crucible. The stuff going to be exposed to us now. We're going to see. You are going to see, I believe. It says in, where is it? That justice rolled down like a mighty river. God is not mocked. We are going to see the expose of those kings of this earth who've been ruling with an unrighteous hand. We're going to see it, folks. Our government is going to be exposed. Will it collapse? I don't know. But it needs a complete, total purging. I don't care what aspect of life it is that you go into. What if we all just lived by this one commandment? You ready? Thou shall not lie. Just that one. Think how different. Think in your life. Come on. How natural it is for you to lie to get out of trouble. Think how natural that comes. Somebody say amen. Your first response is to lie.
Amen, Coach.
The Bible says, thou shalt not lie. Well, they lie because why? They say it's not a baby. They told the lie to you that it's not a baby. And then you have to make the decision whether you're going to believe the lie or not. And then they tell you that a transgender boy was born that way. And you have to decide whether or not that's a lie or not. And it's only the Holy Spirit and the scriptures that can guide us into all truth. And so we love to go to science experts. Paul, I'm coming right down your alley here. Science experts. Paul, every doctor in the world knows that a baby is alive. Don't they, Paul? Every doctor in the world knows a baby is alive. And we call them what? Experts. And then we allow them to say, my body, my choice. It ain't their body. It ain't a woman's body. It isn't a woman's body. We let them get away with it. Why do we let them get away with it? Because we put into positions ungodly men. Ungodly men. We vote for ungodly men. We put them in positions of power. And then they tell Paul Gosselin he can't have a job because he doesn't toe the party line. Amen or not amen? And you send your kids, and I send my kids, well, we don't anymore, into public schools where they teach them they came from monkeys. And Christians say, well, I don't really believe that. They tell their kids, we're going to send you to school, and they're going to tell you that you came from monkeys, but we don't really believe that. We believe God created each one. And if a kid was smart enough, he would say, hey, mommy, hey, daddy, what else are they going to teach me that's not true? And you say, oh, well, we'll find out. We'll find out. Jesus said, we shall know the truth. Let justice roll down like a mighty river. Are we going to see justice? Are our stomachs so weak and Christianity so soft? By the way, the government did capital punishment to the King of Kings. Did you know when Jesus hung on that cross, he never once said, this is so wrong to take my life. He never said that one time. Because the greatest respect you can give to someone who's been murdered is have the other guy pay the price, same price. Balance the books. In Christianity, doesn't want to go there because we've been taught love, love, love. And that's why your elected officials and my elected officials can look you in the eye and lie. And they don't care. And we don't care. Oh, something's getting ready to happen, boys and girls. Justice is going to roll down like a mighty river. Great weekend. See you on Monday.